Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tribe,
what's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening to today's show. We have a interesting topic that we've never talked about on the show before.
Yeah, we have a hypnotist on today's show. We welcome Doug Sands.
Doug Sands is a consulting hypnotist who helps adventurous people all over the world overcome fear and anxiety. He is also the host of the Making Meaning podcast, a show that interviews top adventurers to learn how they've built their ideal life to inspire listeners to start building their own.
And we dive into hypnotism, the science behind it, and how it can improve your life and your relationships. So it is super interesting. I actually was listening to a separate podcast a few weeks ago that was two neuroscientists, and he kind of off the cuff mentioned that there's been over 10,000, I want to say brain surgeries, but let's just say surgeries with people. And I think this is just in the UK under hypnosis and no anesthesia. And that really got my attention as a science-backed use of hypnosis. And turns out it's certified by medical boards in the UK, the US, and by the American Cancer Institute as a modality for treatment. And why not use it to treat our personal lives and our relationships? And Doug tells us how he does that with his guests and how we can use some of the tools for ourselves. But I know Sarah and I are super interested to get on his Instagram to see his he has like sample hypnosis sessions. And then I think I'll be signing up for an individual one. And we have no affiliation with Doug at all. We're not getting any kind of royalties here. I'm just really excited to do it. And maybe we'll update you after we check that out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like Chase said, I think Doug does it once a week with a different topic. And I think he said the one on Christmas is about kindness and gratitude. So if you're feeling like you need a little bit of that support, you should definitely check out his Instagram. So,
and as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in, leaving us those 5-star reviews. That really helps. We have over 1,000 and counting. And telling your friends and family about the show, that helps us grow and helps us continue to offer this podcast, obviously for free. And just, you know, Sarah's in the editing room all day and slaving away, making this happen. No, we enjoy the work we're doing, but we do really appreciate you guys tuning in to know that we are making an impact on your lives and getting information for ourselves along the way. So we appreciate it.
And happy new year.
Enjoy today's show.
Before we jump into today's interview, we want to tell you about our online course, Spark My Relationship. Do you guys want to create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner in less than 90 days?
Yes. Sign me up.
Then you guys need to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. It is an online course, like I mentioned, that we created with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you guys the strategies marriage therapists teach their clients.
We talk about it on the show. Relationships take work. Sometimes they function pretty easily and you coast along, but we've found the reality is you have to do work sometimes and to make them better, to change them, so that they're more satisfying for both partners.
And you've made it here. You've made it to listening to our show. So you guys probably already know that a little bit. But what you might not know are the specific tools and exercises that you need to create those lasting and positive improvements in your relationship. And like Chase said, change does not happen on its own. It takes hard work. And that's why we created the course.
Spark One Relationship is designed to infuse your life and relationship with fresh passion, skills, and wisdom. And it's a self-paced journey that's perfect for turning up the heat, having some fun together, and revolutionizing your intimacy and communication.
And just some tools and strategies that the course includes is to how to eliminate unhelpful old habits, develop mindful awareness to help improve your stress management, learn healthy and successful communication tools, create a deeper and more intimate bond, and strengthen your couple microculture, which you will find out what that is. In the future together. So for our listeners only, we're offering a special of $100 off the course. Visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to unlock your discount. And there is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there really is no reason to not give it a try. So go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock for $100 off. Hey, Doug, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Doug, you are definitely our first hypnotist to come on the show, and we are excited to talk to you. And our listeners might be, you know, if they read the description, they've been prepared. But if they're just hearing that, they're like, what? What's going on? So we are really excited to dive into the science of hypnosis with you and how we can use it to improve our personal lives and our relationships. So thank you so much for being the first hypnotist on the show. I know you didn't do anything besides show up, but thanks for that. We thought we could start with having you lay the groundwork, maybe a little bit of your background as a what led you to become a hypnotist and how you use it and the science behind hypnotism. And then we'll dive into applying that to relationships.
Absolutely. When I first work with people, I often get this reaction. They're so surprised at how normal and how professional I am. It's like they're expecting some watch swinging creep to, I don't know, manipulate them in some way. But hypnosis, it's so foundational at any level of change. And the science behind it really just fascinated me. So backing up a little bit, I got into hypnosis because I was searching for something to manage my own mental illnesses. I had depression and I was struggling with anxiety, and I was really searching for some sense of purpose in my life. I ended up dropping out of college and bouncing around doing seasonal work. And it wasn't until I almost froze to death on a blizzard hike that I got desperate enough. I should say I reached that point of threshold where I was ready to look into alternative things that I otherwise would not have inspected. That's how I discovered meditation and Buddhism. And those two tools were what really opened up my mindset to say, hey, I can actually influence my own emotional states. And from there, I learned the link between meditation and hypnosis and the science behind both of them, the brainwaves behind both of them. And I was hooked. Like I'd only known of hypnosis, like many people do, as a comedy routine. But it's so much more than that. People have been using hypnosis for over 150 years, whether it's, as we mentioned, doing surgeries without anesthesia or working with cancer or working with mental illness. Hypnosis has been around and been studied for decades, and it's been approved by the British Medical Association, the American Medical Association, even the American National Cancer Institute approves it as a treatment modality. Wow. So it's a very, very flexible treatment modality. And it's so effective that it really surprises me that it's not more widely used. I should say that in the last couple of decades, we've been seeing kind of a renaissance in hypnosis, and it's starting to come to the light, which I'm very appreciative for. I think that when people experience hypnosis for the first time and see just how relaxing, how nice it feels, but two, how powerfully and how quickly you can make those changes, when they realize that, they're hooked. I mean, they're so curious to learn more that they keep coming back with questions. And yeah, it's fascinating.
So tell us how, I guess, the mechanisms at work, like scientifically, what's happening with hypnosis? And maybe you could also do that through the lens of if you were working with someone individually to deal with their anxiety or improve their relationship.
Absolutely. So let's preframe that first by looking at a rough breakdown of the brainwave patterns. So the whole idea of hypnosis is that you are more suggestible to change or to suggestions. And that's what, you know, that's what the zeitgeist kind of has right. But there's so much more to that than just that. Any suggestion you give someone in hypnosis has to agree with their own internal representation of the world. It has to agree with their ideas of safety and values. Because if you give someone a suggestion in hypnosis that they don't agree with, their mind is not going to carry it out. And that's because when you're in hypnosis, the part of your mind that's kind of blocking those suggestions, it's more suggestible. It's more open to suggestions that help you, but it's not completely offline. We call that the critical faculty. And I often compare it to like a gatekeeper or a guard who's standing guard over your mind. And in everyday waking states, we are in the beta frequency. And that's when your critical faculty is fully online. You know, it's blocking pretty much everything, saying whether I want it to go here or I want it to let it pass into your mind. In alpha, which is just below beta, that's that state of light trance where you're in, I don't know, highway hypnosis or the flow state. When you're in that state, you are slightly more suggestible, but it's not till you get below that to theta where you are really experiencing that openness, that suggestibility. And so when I'm working with a client, let's, you know, just for example, let's call this guy Bill. Bill comes in, he wants to work with me on his anxiety. And he's had it for years. He's tried everything from pills to medication to yoga to deep breathing. And he's finally ready to try hypnosis. And so those first 10 to 15 minutes, I'm always breaking down the myths and misconceptions and really establishing the science of the practice. And then after that, we work together to craft these specific suggestions that he wants. And that kind of surprises people. Like, it's not me just giving what I think would be beneficial for them. It's us actively crafting that language before the session, because that allows the unconscious mind to kind of agree with what we're going to change before it even happens. And that, I've found, gives a much higher success ratio. And so then we go into hypnosis. I use language patterns to help people get to that theta state and help them really relax that critical faculty so that those suggestions we worked on can enter their mind at that unconscious level. And then we bring them out of hypnosis. And the last 10 to 15 minutes, I typically do some sort of check work, like a secondary hypnosis session, to make sure that the change has actually happened and that it's not just them feeling good in that moment. We future pace it and make sure that change is going to last beyond the therapy room.
I have so many questions. Okay, so to get them, and thank you for laying that groundwork. So to get this client into the theta state, could you maybe be a little bit more detailed in how and why you're able to do that with your words, basically?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that guided meditations are actually extremely similar to hypnosis. If you've ever done one, you know just how relaxing it can kind of be. And guided meditations often pull the same language patterns from hypnosis. But the important part is that we are doing hypnosis on ourselves all the time, whether we call it hypnosis or trance or like zoning out, something like that. This is a skill that we do all the time. And when I put a person into hypnosis, it's not me like casting a spell or anything on them. It's me simply guiding them. They're doing all the work, essentially. They are creating this state, because if they don't want to create it, it's not going to happen. I'm just simply using the language patterns and the pauses and the structure that over time hypnotists have studied and figured out. These are the things that help people feel relaxed, and these are the things that help them feel trusting enough of a hypnotist to go into that state of their own volition.
It's really incredible. And I'm just, the whole time I'm thinking like, do you do online consultations? And I want to try it.
I absolutely do. I actually built my hypnosis business to be completely online even before the pandemic. And hypnotists around the world, before 2020, they had this idea that you couldn't hypnotize someone online. But now that we're all in this situation, all the big names in hypnosis are doing complete online work. And they're finding that it's just as effective. I mean, you are still seeing the person's reactions. You are still doing all these things with the person, with their mind. And it comes down to the fact that when a person is in hypnosis, their eyes are closed. Like for most of the session, all they need to be able to do is hear you. And all I need to be able to do as a hypnotist is to see your reactions and to gauge that and to use those to kind of tell how far into the process you're going. And so completely, I do it completely online, and that's my business.
Let's say someone comes to you and they're having relationship issues. And I know you've said that hypnosis can be used for sexual issues, creating better habits, anxiety. Can you give us some examples, obviously confidentially, about your work with people who want to improve their relationship and what that process will look like and how hypnosis helps them?
You bet. And you're absolutely right. As a hypnotist, I work with some sensitive information, and I am legally bound by HIPAA laws, just like doctors and chiropractors and acupuncturists. So people, you know, all these names have changed. I've seen people for sexual issues like ED and intimacy issues. I had a woman come in, let's say her name was Barb, and she wanted to be able to open up to her partner, but she wasn't able to. They were able to have sex, but they didn't have that connection. Like it just felt mechanical. And so we went back and we worked on memories that she'd forgotten, that she'd kind of blocked out. And by changing those memories, the coping mechanisms that were built on that just kind of fell away. And naturally, within a few weeks, they were having a very connected, intimate life. I've worked with a man out of California who was angry all the time whenever he was around his wife. And I don't know, let's call this guy William. And William wanted to be able to talk to his wife in a relaxed and confident manner. But every time certain things in their relationship happened, he would be constantly set off. And we call these things anchors. And these anchors are being set in our life unconsciously all the time. An anchor is something that when it fires, you do a reaction unconsciously. Like imagine when you sit down in your car, if you drive, you don't think about all the dozens of things you have to do before you're actually on the road. They just kind of happen automatically. In William's case, we were looking at the anchors that fired automatically, like when his wife said a certain phrase that had been triggered to a negative memory, or she did something around the house that really annoyed him. Those things had been anchored to a negative response. And so we built in better responses for him so that those same triggers that used to anger him perhaps brought up calm or more love for him. And that's one of the important things to realize, is that in a relationship, when one person comes in to see me as a hypnotist, I cannot change both parties unless they're there and, you know, willing to work with it. So I have to craft it so that the person changes their own behavior, and that changes the loop of that relationship.
Do you ever do couple sessions, or are they mostly individual?
Mostly individual. Mm-hmm. I do some couple sessions, but I find that if I'm working with someone in hypnosis, there's going to be like, I don't know, 20 to 25 minutes where the other person is just kind of sitting there. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when a couple wants to work together, I would say the first session, we can definitely work together and establish what it is. And then I'd like to break off and see each person individually, just so that it's not them sitting there half an hour while their partner is hypnotized.
And so with couples, when someone comes to see you, what would you say is the most common issue? Is it fixing or working on like sexual issues within the relationship, or is it more like emotional issues, or maybe they are connected and one relates to the other?
I see a pretty good balance. At first I saw a lot of sexual issues, but now I see a fair amount of people who are coming in for emotional things. We're all, especially in 2020, we're all struggling with new situations and new things in our life and in our relationships. And so I work with a lot of emotional issues, and you're absolutely right. When working with those sexual issues, there are emotional components behind all sorts of those things that we work with, because it's a very sensitive topic. And so it takes some finesse and some understanding to really be able to work with that in a professional way.
Before we continue on, we want to tell you about today's sponsors.
Today's episode is brought to you by Uberloop.
Uberloop offers long-lasting performance when you want it, then quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. It feels like a nice moisturizer when you're finished. Many people, including myself, often used to say that I never knew lube could be this good. I love the way it makes my body feel, and there's no need to really wash it off.
Uberlube is a high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients. It's just silicone with a little vitamin E. The vitamin E leaves a velvety finish that actually moisturizes the skin. And I love the feeling when I'm done using it, because I'm in the sun all the time and my skin is usually pretty dry.
Uberlube has no flavor or scent, and it's completely body safe because it's free from all those nasty additives like parabens, preservatives, and petrochemicals. I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound good, and I definitely do not want it on my skin. It stays on the surface of your skin and does not enter your bloodstream like all the other water-based lubes.
Right now, they're offering I Do Podcast listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use our code IDO at uberlube.com. That's 10% off and free shipping. Be sure to use our code IDO at uberlube.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
We mention it a lot on the show, but therapy is really one of the best things you can do as an individual and potentially as a couple to improve your personal life and your relationships.
And BetterHelp connects you with a professional counselor in a safe and online environment. You can communicate with your therapist via text, chat, phone, and video. And there are over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states who specialize in relationships, depression, stress, anxiety, self-esteem, anger, trauma, and many more areas.
Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. BetterHelp is secure, convenient, and professional.
And best of all, you can start communicating with a therapist in less than 48 hours. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/IDO. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/IDO. Today's episode is also brought to you by Headspace. 2020 was a pretty stressful year for all of us. What if this new year you had something to help you feel less stressed and handle the ups and downs that life throws at you? Well, that is where Headspace comes in. Headspace is your daily dose of meditation in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of meditation and mindfulness through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. For example, if you're feeling overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation to make you feel more relaxed and at peace. And if you need some help falling asleep, Headspace has a wind-down session their members swear by. And for parents, and this is something we've recently started doing with Stella, is that Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. We talk about the benefits of meditation all the time on the show and how it can truly transform yourself and help your relationship. We've been using Headspace for years now, and I can honestly say I feel significantly better when I am consistently meditating. I am more patient with Stella. I am more aware of how I communicate and speak with Chase. And it's given me real tools to better handle all the daily challenges life throws at us. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/I do. That's headspace.com/I do for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/I do today.
So you mentioned anchors, and I thought of what we often refer to as triggers on the show and with our guests is, you know, we get triggered by our partner and they say a certain thing. So it seems like we're talking about the same thing there. And I'm wondering, what's the brain science behind that, if you know, and how hypnosis is, I guess, rewiring us to have a different view around these negative anchors, so we're not having a negative reaction when our partner says something, we're turning it into something neutral or positive.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anchors and triggers are definitely the same thing. And for anyone who's curious about this, I recommend they check out any work in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. That's where the work of anchors and our reactions to them really gets studied and really gets laid out in the light. But when we're looking at hypnosis and how we're changing those anchors, we are building in new responses. Essentially, we are changing the habits of the person. And hypnosis, I often say, it's speeding up the process. So you can change a habit or a response to a trigger by rote practice. Let's say your partner says something, and instead of flying off the handle, you try to build in a better, more calm response. And you can do that every single time. You have to consciously think about it, though. And that conscious thinking about it invites in this moment of doubt, in this moment of perhaps I could go another direction. And that's where hypnosis really shines, because we're making that an unconscious process. We're essentially speeding up the habit learning process. You know, you spend, I don't know, 30 days learning this new habit of reacting in a calm way to that specific phrase. And then it becomes an unconscious thing. You don't have to think about it anymore. Whereas hypnosis, we are literally speeding up that process by taking it directly to that unconscious level. And when a person accepts that at that unconscious level, it's already a part of their identity. And what I find so interesting is that oftentimes a person in hypnosis will change so rapidly and so effectively that part of them will forget what it was like to ever be that other person, to ever have that other experience and struggle with that problem.
That's fascinating.
Wow. And
yeah, it makes sense. So what I'm understanding is that through hypnosis, getting someone into theta brainwave, it's like this unconscious state, and then learning in that unconscious state allows us to integrate the new reaction faster. And now it's like, because we're learning it in the unconscious, it's like already there. Is that what's going on? And is there science or studies behind that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And for an example, I think of a time when you were in school, whether that was elementary school or high school or even college. Sometimes we would trance out. We would be sitting in our chair and we would be looking at the board, but we wouldn't really be there. And then we'd come back to the room and we'd kind of catch up. what our brains are doing in that moment is literally going into these trance states, whether that's alpha or theta, these states that are very similar to hypnosis, because we are processing the information that's come in. If you're in a university lecture and your lecturer says a very something that, you know, changes your worldview a little bit, you might zone out for a second because your brain is integrating what you've just learned. It's checking to make sure that with this new information, whether, you know, it agrees with it, whether it tracks with the rest of your life. And then it's storing that in a deeper, more unconscious level.
As a hypnotist yourself, are you able to, I want to say, to hypnotize yourself in a sense, or use the tools yourself?
Absolutely. We call this self-hypnosis, and it's a little more difficult than working with an actual hypnotist, because you have to be both the subject and the person hypnotizing the subject at the same time. So in my first couple months learning this, I was not very good at it. But the amazing thing about self-hypnosis is that once you learn what it feels like and you know a couple patterns to get yourself there, it's very easy to reach that theta state. And I actually teach people how to do this. I found that instead of giving them the months and years of hypnosis training, the easiest way was just to hypnotize them and then give them tools to return to that state, to that feeling that they've experienced before.
Can you describe how, like, self-hypnosis, like you just mentioned, is different from meditation in a sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It all comes down to the brainwave patterns, because when you're in solo meditation, especially, your brain is actually operating at a higher speed. You're going from beta to gamma, and that's anything above our normal frequency range. Your brain is hyper-focused on a point, oftentimes our breath, and where it feels like our brain is slowing down, our thoughts are actually going faster. And in hypnosis, it's the other way around. Your thoughts are going slower, and it's the same way with guided meditation. When you're doing self-hypnosis, it does oftentimes feel like meditation, but the key difference is that whereas in meditation, you're trying to avoid all thoughts, in hypnosis, you are using thoughts and visualizations to help you get deeper into the process. A common induction is to imagine going down a staircase, and the deeper you visualize that and the more detail you put into that, essentially the more focus, like that meditative state you put into it, the deeper you actually go into the process.
I'm curious, what is the, I don't know if this is the correct terminology, but the success rate of hypnosis? And then how long does it generally take to make that change? Like, the first thing I think of is somebody getting hypnosis to stop smoking, for example. Do they walk out of your office like that same day and they no longer crave nicotine?
That depends. And as with any modality, it's important to note, not every single thing is 100% effective. Mm-hmm. Not saying that we all can't be hypnotized. I believe everyone can, because as we've discussed, we're doing it to ourselves all the time. But the success rate of hypnosis, I would say it's anywhere from 80 to 90%. In the studies where it's compared to cognitive behavioral therapy, that's typically where it falls in that pretty successful range, but not 100%. So, when someone comes in for an issue like smoking, that is binary, you either do it or you don't do it, that you can definitely see in a very immediate response. And that's definitely true for smokers. When they are ready to make that change and they come in, they make that change immediately. They've changed at the identity level and they walk out of that a non-smoker. Whereas when I'm working with someone with anxiety, there's a little more to it, because anxiety is a spectrum. It's not a binary issue. It's not like you are either anxious or you're not anxious. There's so many different gray areas of that. And so what I typically find, I work with a person at the very start for a 2-session program, because we can do amazing work in a single session and we can do a lot of heavy lifting. But to really resolve the problem, it often takes that second session to, one, to check that, you know, these changes have actually worked in their life over the past week, but to also make sure that we establish going forward into the future what they actually want. I give the metaphor, if you wanted to build a house and you had an outhouse that you had to tear down. Of course, you can tear down the outhouse and slap up something, I don't know, in a single session or in a single day, if that's the analogy. But you can do much more refined work and work that's going to last much longer if you take the time to break it down the right way and tear up all the foundations of those things and then spend the time and devote into building this house the right way from the very start.
Is there a, I don't know, guided hypnosis or something you could do for us and our listeners now that'll give us a little taste? Or I don't know if that's, even something you could do.
Absolutely. So I typically send people to my Instagram page because I've gotten that question often enough that I've started what I call the hypnotic test drive. And you can test drive what hypnosis feels like before coming in for a session. And every single Friday, I'm coming on to give a 15 to 20 minute session on a different issue. I'm not just, you know, putting someone in a feel good state. I'm actually taking those same tools that I'm using in the therapeutic setting and distilling them for a generalized audience. And there are some that are focused like on anxiety and other issues. And there's some that are just focused on beneficial things. I think I did one on gratitude and kindness for this holiday season, things like that. If someone wants to learn what hypnosis feels like for them, that's where I'd send them. My handle is @makingyourmeaning.
Awesome.
Perfect. Well, I think we all kind of need that gratitude and kindness during the holidays because it can definitely bring on sometimes the worst in us, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. I think I've got actually one coming out on Christmas Day about kindness.
So
if
wonderful.
You're interested, check it out.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. And you mentioned your Instagram handle, Making Your Meaning. You also have a podcast, the Making Meaning Podcast. And I wanted to ask you if you could share with us and our listeners, you know, what you've learned from the interviews there and maybe if there's any application to relationships. I know you're talking with adventurers from around the world and how they're building their ideal life to inspire your listeners. So is there any themes there that you think would be interesting to an audience looking to improve their relationship?
Yes, absolutely. And before I dive into it, I want to kind of break down that the name of the podcast. I named it the Making Meaning Podcast because of two things. One, very early on in my own mental health journey, my therapist told me that we are meaning-making creatures. We see an objective reality and then we apply our filters to it. And then we make our own narrative out of that entire thing. And that was that first moment I realized that what I'm experiencing might not be real. It might be manipulated by outside things. And so by being able to change the meaning of what we see, that's the first idea of that title. The second idea is that I was searching for purpose and the people I interview, they're either, you know, on a journey of finding their purpose or they have found some deeper purpose in their life. And what I always find is that it's not something they found per se, it's something they built. They built their life in a certain way that they can do this thing they loved or they can find out exactly what it is that they want to do. And so that's kind of where that comes from. When looking at relationships and how that relates, when I interview these people, they oftentimes come to this single defining moment in their life or this phase in their life where they stepped into the lead role of their own life. In my own case, I was going through and kind of sitting in the back seat of my own journey. I was letting other people make my decisions and really just reacting to life rather than stepping into the lead role. And when I interview these people, I always ask what it took them to get to that point. And for some, it's a very drastic thing, like, I don't know, nearly freezing in a blizzard or moving across the world to a Pacific island. For others, it's just a realization that they don't want to keep living this way anymore. And for anyone in a relationship who wants to make that change, I encourage them to look at the way other people have done it, have made these changes, whether it's something small, like you want to be more kind and more loving to your partner, or it's something huge, like you want to talk about financial independence and moving across the world with your partner. We have to realize that these changes are not going to happen unless we step up into that leadership role of our own life, unless we take that driver's seat, those reins of our life, and really make the changes for our relationship and for our health and our wellness.
I love that, Doug. That makes a lot of sense. And yeah, just really taking control or taking the lead in your life. If you want to improve your relationship, don't just sit around and think that you need your partner for that to happen or that it's going to happen on its own. So that's a really powerful message. And you've given us and our listeners a lot of great things to think about. And I'm definitely interested in getting on to your Instagram and going through one of your guided, what would you call it? Guided hypnosis session?
I would call it just a hypnosis session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then possibly reaching out to you for a one-on-one session. So definitely eye-opening and interesting stuff, Doug. Is there anything that we skipped over or something that you want to emphasize before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I'd just like to emphasize that, one, hypnosis has been around for, as we said, 150 years. It's not manipulation. It's not mind control. It's this tool that we can use it. And if anyone listening is curious about hypnosis, I encourage you to use it as that tool. I mean, you can continue to have those ideas as hypnosis is, you know, something really negative. And that's just a limitation you're placing on yourself, because the people who are succeeding in businesses and in relationships, they're using hypnosis, oftentimes whether they know it's hypnosis or not. And so why not use this tool and let it make some amazing changes in your life? And I mentioned on the Instagram as well, I'm always looking for suggestions for upcoming sessions. If you've got something that you personally want to try in hypnosis to see if it's a good fit for a full session, go ahead and message me, DM me and suggest it, and perhaps I'll do it in the future.
Can you let us know where our listeners can find you online, and then we'll say goodbye?
Absolutely. My Instagram handle is @makingyourmeaning. And my website is anywherehypnosis.com.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. And we look forward to having you back on the show again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, guys. As always, the links will be in the podcast description as well as on the show notes on our website at idopodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we hope you guys check out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge. It's a challenge where we send you a daily email for 14 days with easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And it's honestly just a whole lot of fun to do with your partner. It's something new, and we think you guys will really enjoy it. So check it out. And while you're on the website, there are tons of free resources as well as more information about our online course, Spark My Relationship, where our listeners can get $100 off. So check that out. You can go directly to the course website at sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. And that's where you can get the $100 off. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.